Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike, I'm going to give you some scenarios. These are the teams that are pegged that they have to nail the draft this year in order to stay relevant.
Okay. And that's the ground rule.
That's the ground rule. Start off with the Buffalo Bills. You just had a wide receiver walk out the door. You were on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl, going to a Super Bowl, and now you're becoming more and more irrelevant. The Buffalo Bills have to nail the draft.
I don't think it matters. I think they have to do a complete retooling. I mean, six defensive starters are gone. You know, what are you going to do? Rely on Von Miller's dead body? You're right. Diggs is gone. Gabe Davis left. I mean, okay, yes, have to nail draft. But, Rico, I actually think it's a little bit of a pause and a retool here for the next offseason. But, yes.
Yeah. So even if it's for the retooling, you got to bring in some new cornerstone pieces because it's all falling apart.
Because the window's closed.
Yes. Yeah. David?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, they've given up so much in this offseason. They need to find their next foundation pieces for the future.
The next team I think we all can agree upon would be the Denver Broncos. The Broncos not only need a quarterback, but they're going to need a lot of other pieces to go with this. But the main thing, even though they're sitting there with the 12th pick, they have to find a way to get a franchise QB, whether it's by hook or by crook.
Everything that you've read, I mean, Peyton loves McCarthy, and they just have no way to go and get him. So do you settle for Bo Nix? There's no way you can not draft a QB. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to make something happen. Here's the problem. You handed the keys to Sean Payton. He didn't make the Russell Wilson deal. And this ownership group didn't make the Russell Wilson deal. So if you're going to hand the keys to Payton, I don't know how they would move up. They gave up so much to get this guy. But yeah, 100%. Because if you don't, you're just walking around aimlessly. There's no direction in Denver.
And outside of that, you're right about the quarterback, but outside of that, because they don't have a lot of picks, who's the quarterback throwing the ball to? They already got rid of Jerry Jeudy this offseason. They don't have a good receiving core.
Well, they still got, Cortland Sutton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still got Denzel Mims.
They signed Josh Reynolds.
I mean, that's not terrible.
But it ain't great.
Okay. It better than the Giants.
Well, you want to go there?
I don't
because
care.
The Giants are a team that have, they got to nail the draft. You look at what the Giants have. Saquon is now gone. It's a team almost with no identity.
You're kidding.
I'm not saying this to rub it in, Mike. We're just talking about these are teams that, you know, I'm going to make you feel better because there's another team on here that you'll feel better, good about.
It'll all come down to how do the Giants view the quarterbacks. Look, here's the one thing. The Giants are a bit of a wild card at six.
I think the draft starts with the Giants.
Or the Chargers, do they trade out of five? I agree with you. It's just, if they don't love these quarterbacks and you take a wide receiver at six, it means what? You're committed to Daniel Jones or selling your soul to the devil to move up for a QB later.
Yeah. The team needs
Everything.
Offensive linemen, wide receivers, running backs, linebackers, safety, corners, and a QB.
Man, the team needs Jesus. We are hopeless.
See, and I was going to say this. This is, Mike says it all the time. This is New York. They have to hit the draft. Otherwise, they may be looking for a coach next offseason.
That's right.
They have to work.
And
everything.
You have to have something to sell your fans, because unlike this town that specializes in no expectations, every year, even as unfair as it sounds, the expectation of fans is to win a Super Bowl. You cannot go back to MetLife Stadium, having only hosted one playoff game since 2010, and offer Daniel Jones in a wheelchair. You can't do it.
Let's stay in the city that never sleeps. Let's have a slice, David, and let's go to the New York Jets. The New York Jets, they need wide receiver, tight end, offensive tackles, running backs, safeties, wide receivers, and corners.
This is the one I agree with most. They're all in. They have no outs. This is probably Aaron Rodgers' only year in New York. This is it. 100%. And whatever they do at, what is it, 10 or 11?
10.
That's got to be a player that is going to be able to go out there and play 600 snaps. That's got to be, like, if they're going to take Brock Bowers there, it has to be someone that helps them win right now. They're all in. I don't advise doing what they've done, but this is where they are. Yes, totally agree with them.
Yeah, this is it for their coach and the GM. They pushed all their chips into the middle of the table. Yeah. They got to win.
Douglas,
they got to win.
Salah, Rodgers. If this goes sideways, all three of them are gone.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The team at the top of the draft, the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Need a quarterback, wide receiver, they need a rush edge, they need a lineman, they need D-tackle linebackers.
To acquire all of this draft capital, you have the number one pick. You have to not just hit the number one pick. They got to hit at 9. They've got to cash in. Otherwise, all this capital you hoarded is garbage. No, I totally agree with you. And they actually have a good young defense, too. They just need the offense to come along with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and while I don't believe in Caleb Williams like other people believe in him, I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback. I think they more have to hit at 9 on the right decision. Do you get the tackle to protect your quarterback, or do you get the wide receiver a weapon for him? They have to make the right decision and be right on all picks.
David, I don't think they can resist the temptation if a Roma Dunze is correct. Sitting right there to say, I'm going to pass on him and going to take a tackle.
Darius Mims.
That's safe. The Arizona Cardinals. The team needs wide receivers. They lost Rondell Moore. They lost Hollywood Brown. Running back, edge rushers, D-line, corners, offensive linemen, linebackers. They need it all. They're sitting there with the number 4 pick overall. They have to get this. And they're in a spot where maybe – they could add more capital and add to this to the draft class by moving out of 4.
But you have to weigh it against, we've invested in Kyler. He earned their trust back last year by actually not being a burnout and playing video games 18 hours a day. If you can draft the equivalent of Ja'Marr Chase, which is Marvin Harrison Jr., or maybe you're a Roma Dunze guy, you land that type of wide receiver on a dirt cheap deal, it can reignite the offense, your quarterback's career. So you have to weigh out, what will I be getting in exchange for giving up the opportunity to take that player? I understand trading down is always sexy, but if Harrison truly is this guy, Rico, in other years, he'd go number one overall. So, like, don't you have to take him?
You do, because it's going to – you're telling your quarterback, Kyler Murray, here's your help, here's your guy. We're not going to piecemeal this. You know, Rondale Moore was a pipe dream, never really was that. Hollywood Brown, he really wasn't that guy. Here's your guy. Let's go win. Come on. I give you the L.A. Chargers. Chargers kind of in cap hell.
They are.
Now, if you nail the draft, you can get young cornerstone pieces to help Jim Harbaugh restart this team.
This is the team that, to me, should trade down. This is the team. Their salary cap is in tatters, and as much as we say the cap isn't real, you eventually, after compounding bad decisions, you'll eventually get to a bad place. And frankly, Harbaugh's got to establish his program. It's going to take time, and it's going to take a particular type of player. I think moving down, if you move down, you have the ability now to ignite the rebuild and get Harbaugh the stuff he needs. Yes, but them nailing the draft is executing a move down, okay, to me.
Yeah, I know it's easier said than done, but they can't overthink this like Arizona can't overthink it. They have to find a trade-up partner, whether it's the Raiders, and say, look, here's your guy. They got to find something because they need extra picks.
I mean, if you're Harbaugh and you land pick 11 and 23 with Minnesota,
yeah,
that's how you start this thing. That's how this thing gets really moving.
And I was going to say, Minnesota is on there. I think we're all in agreement. They have to nail it. They got to get a quarterback out of this.
They are the poker player who flipped their cards over. They've shown their hand. Mm-hmm. You know they made the move to get pick 23 to get a quarterback. Everyone knows you're going to get a call from a Minneapolis area code. Rico, I will be in disbelief if they just sit there at 11 and 23 and draft in 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
Don't you believe they have to move up to get their guy?
Yeah, I do. And now it's just, who can we work with? Do we move all the way up to two? Like, if we're moving, let's just go and do it and go get Jaden Daniels and bring him here. Or do we go with JJ and we're just going to make this work?
See, because I think the important part to the equation is Justin Jefferson. He wants a contract. You got to make him happy. Otherwise, he's out of there.
David, Jefferson. Addison.
There you go.
Hockenson.
Okay.
Like, you, it's built. You need quarterback.
So yeah,
it's a great place for JJ, to be honest. As much as I've said, look, I'm desperate for a QB in New York,
but
the better place for JJ is Minnesota.
But see, if you're Minnesota, is it worth throwing in an extra pick and moving up even higher to get one of the other three quarterbacks and not just settle for JJ and say, okay, if we're going to make the trade, let's do it, and let's do it big. So
my answer is no, but I'm not mad at it. David, if you agree, go for it. My answer is
I would say no.
All right, rapid fire real quick. Seattle Seahawks.
What about them?
I mean, I said they have to get the draft right because, for one, I don't know what their quarterback is. And, you know, new coaches there. They got a lot of holes to fill, whether it's interior lineman, whether it's linebacker, safety, edge.
I think they have time. I think they have time. It's a regime change. Okay.
And finally, the L.A. Rams. Do you need this draft to almost restart your team?
Well, I mean, they did a good job with the limited picks they had. Yeah, because in their mind, look, I know people here will laugh because you beat them in the playoffs, but in their mind, they're still a playoff team. They're still a contender, right?
Right.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think it matters with them. I think they're done after this year. I think they're going to reset everything.
Okay, then.
And that's your Blitz, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.